It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Our story in a moment. But first, Mr. McGee wants the missus to hear this. And you may listen, too.
Listen to this, Molly. Here's an article in the paper that says the average man with a college education will earn $100,000 more in his lifetime than a man without college.
$100,000, McGee?
Yep.
Well, for goodness sakes.
It sure is.
Sure is what, dearie?
For goodness sake, just like you said.
Oh.
Thanks to the goodness of a good many mothers and dads and the Prudential Swell Education Fund plan, a lot of kids are going to find the road to success a lot less bumpy than it often is.
Just a minute, McGee. What's all this about the Prudential's education plan?
I was just going to tell the folks, Molly. It's an education plan provided by the Prudential Insurance Company, and it's the sure and easy way for you parents to cover your youngsters' college expenses when the time comes. With this plan, you can start building that education fund now, little by little, over the years. And if anything happens to you before junior's ready for college, well, the Prudential pays the amount in full.
Well, that certainly makes sense, friends. It's the surest way I know to start your youngsters on the road to success. So call your Prudential agent tomorrow. He'll be glad to tell you about an education fund plan for your children.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving dinner? Well, lean back, relax, and listen to what happened at the McGee home today. It's long about noon right now at 79 Wistful Vista. The turkey is in the oven, the pies are on the breadboard, and Mrs. McGee is in the front hall talking to her neighbors.
Come in, Sally, both of you.
Oh, we can't stay.
No, Sally and I are just going to go over and visit my mother for a spell. And
well,
we kinda...
now, wait a minute. You haven't forgotten you're having dinner with us around 4 o'clock, have you?
Oh, no, that's why we stopped in. I just wanted to know if there was anything I could get for you. Anything I can bring?
You just bring your appetite. We have everything else. I've got a big turkey in the oven. We're going to have chestnuts in the dressing and pumpkin pie and hot mince. Oh, and McGee's going to have a surprise for us.
A surprise?
Yes, he found an old family recipe for a special cranberry sauce, and he's going to make it himself.
Well, now, you can't discourage me, Miss McGee. I'm coming anyhow.
Well, he's been downtown all morning buying cranberries and stuff, and... Oh! He's back. Excuse me, kids. I got to protect my kitchen.
We'll see you about 4 o'clock.
McGee, is that you, or did the Army backfield just go through the kitchen?
It's me, kiddo. I just got home. Took me all morning to round up the proper ingredients for my big treat today, but I got them.
Good.
I'd like to let you help me make it, but Mother McGee's cranberry super sauce is a very special recipe. Particular.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch me, though, if you want.
Gee, thanks, kid.
Good.
But I'm going to have my hands full with the pies and the turkey and a few other little items.
You go right ahead. You won't be in my way a bit. Let me see. This will be big enough to start.
Big enough? Why, that's a special kettle that my great-grandmother used to boil moose in.
Hmm?
Two at a time, if you...
Oh,
why...
I won't hurt it any. Now, let me get the cranberries over here. Get the bag open.
McGee, you know, we only invited the Nelsons, Dr. Gamble and his mother, and Miss Cuddleson, and the old-timer and Mr. Wimple.
Yeah, I think I got enough cranberries.
Heavenly days, how many cranberries...
5 gallons. And every single berry hand-picked by me at 6 different markets.
What?
Yep. Getting the berries was nothing to the trouble I had finding all the right spices for it.
Spices? We have a whole shelf full of spices right in the pantry there.
You got fresh peppermint leaves, lemon verbena, ginger root, sassafras, oregano, or angelica?
Did you say you're making cranberry sauce or root beer?
Cranberry sauce, my dear. Mother McGee's cranberry super sauce. And I better get to work, too. Hand me the brown sugar, sorghum and vinegar, and get me a double boiler and a heavy skillet, will you?
Yes, sir. Coming up.
While the berries are cooking, I'll chop the citron, grate the nutmeg, braise me a grapefruit in a well-buttered skillet, and get this show on the road. Now, let me see here. The berries have been cooking an hour and a half. So, the next thing to do is simmer the citron in the cider and stir in the cinnamon sticks.
Shades of Duncan Hines.
Hand me a saucepan there, will you please, Mrs.? Oh, and get me down 2 raisins, will you?
2 raisins? Large ones or small ones?
Small, please. That's going to be my contribution to the old family recipe.
Your what?
It's a long-time tradition, my dear. Every McGee who makes Mother McGee's cranberry super sauce always adds some little touch of his own. My touch is going to be two raisins.
Two raisins into 5 gallons of cranberry.
Just a touch.
This is a fascinating operation. Where did this recipe originate originally?
Well, that's an interesting story, kiddo. The recipe was invented by, as I recall, my mother's grandmother's great-grandmother's mother.
Oh, her.
Mm-hmm. They were crossing the prairie in a covered wagon, and Thanksgiving caught up with them miles from home. They claimed that game was scarce that year, and they had everything to eat but meat.
Do tell.
So my mother's grandmother's great-grandmother's mother whipped up this fabulous cranberry recipe, and they do say it tasted so terrific that she stuffed an old saddle with oyster dressing, served it up with this cranberry sauce, and the family all claimed it was the best Thanksgiving dinner they'd ever had that year.
You're kidding.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
For skin that's clear and extra clean, use Dial, Dial, Dial. Complexions love this mild routine, use Dial, Dial, Dial.
You can't see what's happening underneath your makeup, but you can be sure of this. If you wash beforehand with mild, gentle Dial soap, invisible skin bacteria won't spoil your complexion. Because Dial removes up to 95% of skin bacteria that often spread surface blemishes and make them worse. And ordinary face soaps leave thousands of bacteria. When you put on makeup, these bacteria are free to cause trouble underneath. But daily washing with Dial gently removes them. Dial's the one leading soap that contains AT7, or hexachlorophene, the most effective bacteria remover known. And it clings to your skin, continually retarding the growth of new bacteria. That's why mild, gentle Dial soap protects your complexion even under makeup.
I was just out in the kitchen, Doctor, Mrs. Gamble. It won't be long now.
I hope not. I'm starving.
Oh, you're always hungry, George. Ever since he was a child, Mr. Wimple, he's always been starving.
Are you hungry, Mrs. Gamble?
Starving.
Well, now, we can sit down in a few minutes, folks. I'm sorry Miss Cuddleson couldn't come, Doctor.
Oh, so was she, Molly. She's on duty at the hospital all day. Oh, excuse me, I want to tell Les and Sally something about...
Oh, poor George. He was very disappointed that she couldn't come. You know, I think he's in love, Molly.
No. Mm. Oh, my.
Well, he really should be married, you know.
Why, of course he should. Everybody should.
Don't you think so, Mr. Wimple?
Well, of course you can't prove that by me. Although...
Is there anything I can do to help Mrs. McGee? Where's Mr. McGee?
He's still in the kitchen fussing with his famous family cranberry sauce, Sally. Well, I think we can all sit down now. Come on, everybody. Take your places.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Now, right here, Mrs. Gamble, and you sit there, Sally. That's it. Go right ahead and start on your fruit cocktail, everybody. I'll be right back. I couldn't hold them any longer, McGee. How are you coming?
I'm getting there. Getting there. Strained it and mixed it some more, and now it's simmering. You know, I forgot how complicated this recipe was. I should have started it last night.
Well, now they're starting to eat. I'll make it as slow as I can.
Oh, but... don't worry. I only got a couple more steps to go through with this, and I'll be ready. What you looking for?
A clean bowl to put the peas in.
I guess I used all the clean bowls, but I'll let you borrow this one. I'm through with it.
Oh, dear, I never saw anyone who cooks so all over the place like you do, McGee.
Can I be of any use, Johnny? Finish my fruit cocktail and brung the plate.
Oh, dear, I'd better get back in there. Come in as soon as you can, McGee.
I sure will. Whoop, I gotta watch these pots.
Say, Johnny, that's some layout you got all over the stove. What can I do?
Oh, nothing, thanks. You better hightail it back to the dining room. You might miss out on a course, old-timer.
Rather stay here and watch you. Reminds me of the way Mama used to make her 14-day pickles.
Yeah?
Mama would start out the first day with 2 gallons of cukes in a stone jar. She'd cover with boiling water, salt, and alum. And on the 14th day, she'd take them out of the vinegar, and let me tell you, no pickler ever experienced a more interesting 2 weeks.
Well, I can say the same thing, old-timer. Well, I'm about ready.
She used to call them Mama's 2 weak pickles. But if you ask me, they should have been called Mama's 2 strong pickles.
Yeah.
My goodness, are you two still... Oh, McGee, now, we can't wait any longer. Everybody's yelling for the turkey.
Oh, okay. You two take it in. I'll be right along.
Let me help you, daughter. We can trot in with that turkey together.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be one of the best turkey trotters that ever rolled up his trouser cuffs.
Oh, look at that big old boy.
There now. We'll put it down here, Mr. Oldtimer.
Easy now, easy. There.
Will you do the carving, Doctor?
With the greatest of pleasure, my dear.
After everyone else has had their favorite piece, Doctor, I'd like a drumstick. I always...
Boy, like... here's Mr. McGee.
Oh, for goodness... Well, here, sit next to me, boy. Mr. McGee.
Yeah. Oh, the cranberry sauce is finished.
Yep, it sure is. It's still warm, kids, but... How's... Oh, is that so? Well, you just taste a spoonful. All of you pass your plates and get a spoonful.
Oh, it looks good.
There you are. Mother McGee's cranberry super sauce. Been a family delicacy for over 100 years. Don't be afraid. Go ahead and eat.
Mm-hmm. McGee, I apologize for all the kidding. It's great.
Oh, yes. I must have the recipe.
Johnny, this is the best I ever ate, and I've ate the best.
Dearie, it's truly delicious.
You all like it, huh?
I should say, give me a good big plateful. Well, where is it?
Well, to tell you the truth, you've had it.
Had it? What do you mean?
You had 5 gallons of cranberries, McGee.
Well, I don't know what happened, but after I strained it and simmered it and boiled it and cooked it, just like the recipe said, all them ingredients boiled to just one teacupful.
Oh, no.
How do you know?
I didn't even get a chance to taste it myself. Was it good, kids?
Oh, McGee, it was delicious.
It was, I'm glad to
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
American Motors announces a whole new idea in automobiles. Introducing the daring, dazzling 1955 Rambler, now on display at all Hudson and all Nash dealers.
Come and see luxury and comfort that's new in a low-priced car.
See fabulous new Continental styling with brilliant new color interior.
See reclining seats, genuine hydromatic drive, complete all-season air conditioning that warms in winter, cools in summer.
All this in a car built with double-strength unit body, safer and free from squeaks and rattles, in a car that's quicker in traffic, faster on pickup.
Take the wheel of the Rambler. Thrill to the shortest turning radius of any American sedan. Thrill to the floating smoothness of the new deep coil ride.
And remember, you get up to 600 miles on a tank full of gasoline.
Drive the sensational new 1955 Rambler from American Motors. Now at all Nash dealers and Hudson dealers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope this has been a happy Thanksgiving for you, as it has been for us, with so much to be thankful for.
And we hope you'll join us in saying thanks to God for all the blessings he has bestowed upon us. For our homes, our families and friends, our work.
And more than that, for our freedom. The freedom to say what we think and to do what we think is right. The freedom to live our lives without fear.
These are the blessings for which we are thankful today. And may God preserve them for us all.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Kate McKenna as Mrs. Gamble, and Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington as Les and Sally Nelson. This is John Wald reminding you to be with us again Sunday night. When Mr. McGee doesn't buy George, let a salesman put anything over on him. Or does he? Tune in and see.
Remember to join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.